People are all having so much fun, I think we better get to business here. So we'll call the first meeting of the 2013 Policy Transportation Policy Committee to order. And since we don't have a lot of things to do, we'll immediately introduce everybody. And I'm going to start with some introductions. I'm Ron Earhart. This is my... I think I just added this 114th number in chairing this committee, but non-continuous. And we will introduce, I guess, Sandy Mason, who is the vice chair of the committee, right here, for starters.
I'm Sandra Mason. I represent 51A, which is essentially Western Eagan and Northern Burnsville. I'm also on the Transportation Finance Committee, and this is my third non-consecutive term, and I have always been on transportation committees. It's very, very important to me.
Can we start keep going with the members around, and then we'll introduce staff?
Certainly. I'm David Fitzsimmons, first term member. My district's 30B, which is St. Michael, Albertville, Otsego, and Hanover. The main transportation issue is the I-94 corridor, and really looking forward to working with everyone. Thank you.
My name is Yvonne Seltzer, and I represent District 48A, which is Southern Minnetonka in Northern Eden Prairie. This is my first term, and we're a growing area, so multimodal transportation is very important to my district.
Eric Simonson, 7B, which is the western half of Duluth. My district contains international shipping port, international airport, as well as rail and highways, so transportation is very important to us.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Mike Sundin. I represent 11A, which is basically Carleton County, largest cities, Cloquet and Moose Lake. I grew up in International Falls. I've traveled this whole state as a union organizer, and like to bring the labor perspective to all aspects of the transportation issues as well. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Neuberger. I'm from House District 15B. That's the Becker Foley area. I go all the way up to Rice. Transportation is really big for me. I have the I-94 corridor, I have Highway 10, I have three other state highways, I have the Mississippi River, and also a large rail component that goes through. So thank you for your time.
Mr. Chairman, Mark Anderson, District 9A. Live up on Gull Lake. The district goes from Gull over to Wadena, from Pine River down to Osakis. First time member. And I'm a businessman, and I'm a professional pilot, so obviously aviation is a big part of the transportation that I would like to address.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Mary Swatsky. I am from District 17B, which is the Wilmer, Kennehoy County, Wilmer, Atwater, Grove City, New Lenin, Spicer. Highways 7, 12, 23 all are surrounding Wilmer, and we have a large rail yard, and so I'm happy to be here and represent our district.
Mr. Chairman, I'm John Petersburg from District 24A down in Owatonna, Wauseek area. This is my first term, and I'm interested in Highway 14.
Chairman and members, I'm Mike Beard. I'm a state representative from Shakopee, Jackson, Louisville Township. It's my sixth term. All six terms I've been on are affiliated with the Transportation Committee.
And he's modest because he's the former chair of this, of the Transportation Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Paul Rosenthal. I represent District 49B, which is Bloomington, Edina, Eden Prairie, and Minnetonka, and it's the better side of the chairs.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Frank Hornstein, representing District 61A, which is parts of downtown Minneapolis and southwest Minneapolis. Chair of the Finance Committee, and I'm in my sixth term, and I think Representative Beard and I have except for that one term you had, have been both on the Transportation Finance or Policy Committees consecutively, and so this is a real passion of mine, and I'm interested in both roads and transit, but probably the main transportation infrastructure issue in my district is the Southwest Corridor, which comes right through most of my district.
Is it really?
The new part of the district.
Okay.
Not my old district.
Mr. Chair, I'm Linda Runback for District 38A, and I'm in my fourth non-consecutive term in the House. I spent two terms in the Senate as well, and my district has Anoka County Airport on our westward border, so it's a big concern.
I'll introduce our committee administrator, Matt Scherer, and he can speak for himself.
Mr. Chair and members, thank you for having me. I'm the Committee Administrator for Transportation Finance and Policy Committees, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you. I'm officing up in room 470 if you ever need anything.
And Committee Legislative Aid, Lily Schultz.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Lily Schultz. I'm the Committee Legislative Assistant for Transportation Policy. I'm also Representative Earhart, Representative Seltzer's Legislative Assistant, and I am in 543.
Somebody's still wearing their, that buzzing generally comes from somebody that hasn't turned off their cell phone, so that would be a good idea if you haven't. And we have from the House Research Department, Matt Burris.
Hello, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Matt Burris with House Research. I staff both of the Transportation Committees as well as the Early Education and Youth Development Committee, and I've been privileged to provide staffing support in a nonpartisan and confidential basis for a number of years for transportation.
And someone I haven't met from House Research, Fiscal Analyst Andy Lee. Maybe not from House Research, but sort of.
Mr. Chair and members, my name is Andrew Lee. I'm the House Fiscal Staff for Transportation, Finance, and Capital Investment.
Thank you. And we have the DFL Research, the partisan person, Katie Hott. I'm saying that right?
Yep, good afternoon, Chair and members. My name is Katie Hott, and I will be serving as the DFL Caucus Research Staff Person for both the Transportation Policy and Transportation Finance Committees, and also for the Higher Education Committee.
And
I'm in room 448, so stop down anytime.
Thank you. GOP Research, Mark Neasley.
Hi, I'm Mark Nicely,
Nicely.
Republican
you.
Caucus Research. I'm staffing the Transportation Finance, Transportation Policy, and Energy Committees.
And Paige, Emily Edstrom.
Mr. Chair, members, my name is Emily Edstrom. I'll be with you for most of these separately upcoming meetings, meeting any day. I'm usually down the state room. I drive to work every day, so I'll be very interested to see what
is there anybody in the audience who would like to be introduced? Well, I see no takers on that. There are some experts out there, too, I can tell, having known them for a while. Well, the next thing on the agenda is committee rules and procedures. And everybody has a copy of that, I think. Without reading them, they're probably pretty standard. So we will not, you can quickly take a look at those and see if we have any questions, concerns, or otherwise. Representative Beard.
Mr. Chairman, these look suspiciously like the ones Representative Hornstein handed out last week. Somebody probably just plagiarized them, I'm sure. I'd like to draw your attention to rule number 9. Whenever I chaired this committee previously, we had a rule that if I heard your cell phone or pager go off, the penalty was you had to bring treats to the committee. Next time around, I'd encourage the current chair to think about that. I would point out that I think Ms. Finn was the first one that brushed the rule, one of our lobbyist friends, and she brought us brownies on the very next committee.
If I remember, Representative Abrams, who chaired the tax committee, he told you to leave. So we'll somewhere in between. Any other questions or concerns about that? We kind of always have the feeling that, well, I better not say that. Rules are kind of made to be looked at, with some of them with a jaundiced eye. So anyway, we'll go with these. So we see that somebody's stepping out of line somewhere. By the way, I should mention that Teddy Roosevelt was a favorite of mine. And you remember he always said, speak softly, but carry a big gavel. So in case we run into any kind of things that the small gavel doesn't handle, I keep this handy. Now, I have asked all of you to make a short, except for Hornstein. I don't want to talk to him any more than I have to. So, but if the rest of you and two of you already have, take 15 minutes on my schedule and just make an appointment so we can see what you have in mind as far as transportation and what roads, bridges, and transit lines you'd like to provide, and see if you ever thought about raising some money for transportation or things like that. We just a few minutes and see. And so you'd call Lily and make an appointment. I'd much appreciate that as quickly as we can so we get that out of the way. Are there other items that should come before us today? Anybody from the audience want to bring something up? We're going to have a series of overviews. There are a couple of transportation bills that are starting through the process, but it'll be sometime before they get here, maybe another week or so. And so there'll be some as people figure out that they want a road or a bridge, or they want to change some policy or something, they'll start putting those in. And so it'll be maybe a week or 10 days or so before we have some. In the meantime, we're going to join with Representative Hornstein's committee for a series of overviews rather than bring the folks over to the Capitol or back here for more than once. We're going to try and combine some of them. And there's a bit of an overlap, and so some of you might miss a couple of them, but I'm sure we can take care of that. So, does anybody else have any business that they would like to bring before the committee? No potholes, no sanding of your roads that you're slipping around on, no cursing at MnDOT for something they haven't done. Well then.
Mr. Chair, yes. I would just like to note to the committee that I took advantage of the 15 minutes of your time, and it was a very pleasant experience, so I hope they do so.
Let's get that over with early here. In case things turn ugly. All right. Well, I'm going to call adjournment then, if that's okay. Nobody else got anything to say? And I think we're adjourned. Oh, announcements that we're going to be meeting. Somebody tell me.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I think that our first joint meeting is tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the regularly scheduled time of the Finance Committee, and I really appreciate the fact that many of you are able to make that from this committee, and this is going to be an overview with MnDOT, so very important agency, of course, and we look forward to hosting the Transportation Policy Committee tomorrow. What's the room number?
Five.
We have the bigger room in room five tomorrow, so we'll see everybody tomorrow morning. Bring your questions for MnDOT. Sleep on those MnDOT questions.
That means we will not be meeting tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
Okay? Great. Well, I'll adjourn again.